Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It's one of the great football watching weekends of the year. Steelers are on their bye, and no matter what happens, they'll be in first place when the weekend's over. Put your feet up, stress-free. Watch the division rivals hopefully lose. And joining us to get into the first place Steelers is our good friend Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. Chris, I'd be remiss if I didn't first ask you how your time in Ireland was, buddy. How'd it go?
Oh, it was wonderful. Got to do the Guinness Storehouse, got to bounce around, hung out with great friends of mine. It was a really great time, awesome experience. And I got to say, the fan experience was just very different. Seeing that group of fans coming from around, it was really cool hanging out with Steelers and Vikings fans all week leading up to the game, and just getting to talk to all these different people. And then I took a picture on my way on our way out. Because you have to like walk for like a mile to get to the stadium. They don't let you just drive up to the stadium. And just the sea of NFL jerseys that were in front of us was just truly a sight to behold. It was an extremely unique experience I was blessed to share with my wife.
I would love for the Steelers to do it every 4 years, something like that, Chris. And I think Steelers fans, if given the opportunity, if the finances are in line, I think it's a bucket list thing that Steelers fans should really want to do, because it was an incredible experience. Chris, as for the team on the field, we just got finished with this conversation, so we'll pick it up with you. Do the Steelers need to acquire a number two wide receiver? Will the Steelers, in your opinion, acquire a number two wide receiver?
I don't think so right now. I mean, you look at the way that they're playing, and unless Calvin Austin misses a lot of time, maybe they go get somebody. But the number two wide receiver on this team isn't getting a whole lot of looks. I mean, Calvin Austin basically is your number two wide receiver right now, and he has 10 catches on the year. You know, so like, yeah, they're not using him that much. You know, and after Calvin Austin, they're barely using receivers at all. It's the offense, like, you know, as far as targets this year, you got DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Kenneth Gainwell, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Warren, Pat Freiermuth, and Darnell Washington. So like, they're not even working it to a third wide receiver really that much right now. And I think I do see them making a move eventually, getting someone on the cheap. I think that it'd be a low draft pick for a rental wide receiver, kind of like how Mike Williams was, where like, you know, hey, he's only around for another year. Let's just see if we can snag him, pick him up. But I don't think they're giving up anything major to get whoever that is this year. And I don't think they're expecting that player to like revolutionize the passing game at all. I think that they're like, hey, we're striking our balance. And Calvin Austin, when he does get back, and they're confident, they seem like they're confident that he will get back sooner rather than later, that he'll be exactly what they're looking for at that number two wide receiver spot.
Chris, how should the rep distribution go moving forward between Gainwell and Jalen Warren?
Jalen Warren should still be the top guy, but I do think Kenneth Gainwell earned a lot of respect with his 99-yard performance. I said this after the game. It reminded me of Mo'Eldy Moore. If you go back to those late 2000s Steelers teams, and Mo'Eldy Moore was just tough. Willie Parker was the guy, but funny enough, you know, Willie Parker and Jalen Warren are cousins. But like, Jalen Warren's still the guy for this offense. but you can see Kenneth Gainwell could bring it, not just coming off the bench and here and there for a game. He ran hard. He ran physical. He ran quick. He was sharp with his vision, and he protected the football, and he caught the football, caught six passes in the game. So I think that it's still going to be a Jaylen Warren-led rushing attack, but I think this shows they are not afraid to give Kenneth Gainwell a shot. I'll also say a couple of good runs to Caleb Johnson. Sometimes that's all it takes for a young player to start to find his confidence. I think you can see as this – that's the other part of why they – I don't think they work too hard to get a wide receiver too, because I think that they're making strides in the run game. And if they do make strides in the run game, they won't be passing the ball as much to that many different wide receivers.
The best they looked in play action was game one against the Jets, and that's because the Jets probably didn't know whether or not the Steelers could run the ball. I don't think it's a coincidence that's the best game we saw out of Calvin Austin. I think you're on to something there. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doran asked about the rep distribution to running back. All right, how about when Alex Highsmith comes back? Nick Herbig has been a friggin' force, Chris. I don't know how you take that guy off the field.
I agree. He has been a bad man when he's on the field. And when I look at the way that he's playing, you know, I did a segment earlier on the Locked On Steelers earlier this week about, you know, a lot of fans, and they've been asking me this before Nick Herbig even had the few games he's had to start the season. They're like, what if you trade Alex Highsmith? What if you just go trade him away and you bring a wide receiver too? You absolutely do not trade away Alex Highsmith. In fact, you bring Alex Highsmith back, you work all three of those guys as in a strong rotation that tries to get as many people as rest as possible. But then on those special third and longs where you really can pin your ears back, you throw all three of them on the field and you say, hey, we're going to do a lot of crazy stuff, sending them at you and forcing offensive lines to communicate at a high level to pick up all three of them as they're going after the quarterback. And I urge Steelers fans to remember, you know, how many times they've lost a key defender or a key player at a key position just before the playoffs. I mean, TJ Watt the week before the Bills game, and they are still just down just 7 points in the fourth quarter against those Bills. This team is still going to be its best when it's pressuring and sacking the quarterback and creating havoc on defense through that. And if you try to take away a key player that can contribute to that and give you depth there to make sure that you're still doing it at a high level, even if one guy gets hurt later in the season, that's the stuff that could come back to bite you. And truly, I think they got something special in Watt, Herbig, and Highsmith. I also encourage to remind you, my friend Alan Saunders pointed this out to me, they only played four games together healthy last year, weeks 1, 2, 3, and 14. So we still haven't really gotten a chance to see all three of these guys kind of cook together for a decent period of time. And I think that could be really exciting if they can all get healthy at the same time.
Chris, are the Baltimore Ravens done?
No, I am not counting out Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry at this stage of the season. It's way too early. I will say this. They got to pick it up soon. I do think that they can still fall to 1-5 because I do think and still have a chance to win the division, particularly because after that, their schedule does lighten up quite a bit. You know, for example, you know, everyone's getting on them. Oh man, their defense is so bad, and still some Steelers fans are like, oh, the division's ours. And I'm like, guys, you know, two of the three teams that really beat them up already, you still got to play. The Bills and the Lions, and so that does not those aren't just easy wins. You could just chalk up the Steelers to kind of hold on to and keep a lead throughout the rest of the season. But it does put pressure on the Ravens to execute. You know, they're playing a good a Texas team that hasn't been good, but their defense is the best in the NFL this week. The Rams next week, look really tough, and if those are without Lamar Jackson, those aren't going to be easy wins. And then they get after the bye: Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals. That's not a run of juggernauts, you know, that they can face there. If they can go 4-1 in that stretch or 5-1 in that stretch, then their final five games of the seasons are two games against the Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers. That's not undoable if you're the Ravens. So they're not out of it yet, but if they fall into a 1-5 hole, it will put them on alert that they can no longer sustain upsets where someone take like the Dolphins or the Bears or the Jets surprise them down the stretch.
Yeah, if you're 1-5, I mean, you pretty much have to run the table to win the division. So I'm not saying I'll be dancing in the streets, but I'll probably be dancing in the streets. Chris Carter, the Post Gazette, joining us here. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Offensive line getting a little bit better, Chris, in your opinion?
I'd say so, yeah. They played more collective as a unit. I thought Broderick Jones really took a step up. And Broderick Jones still has a lot of fundamental things to work on, but it's like I said in week one of this year, even when he was losing, his head was in the right place, right? Like his body was positioning to be on the right assignment. He just needed to get some things down and learn how to use his power better in moments. And he's still not doing all the right things. He's still losing some reps that you wish he'd win a little bit better or not dominating the way he was. But he's getting so much better at sharpening it up so that the mistakes are smaller and the execution is good enough to get to win enough on a play so that he's not the thing that's breaking things down. And now Troy Faltanu's starting to do that. And now you're working in guys like Spencer Anderson, bringing him out as the extra lineman on the field so you can get more power in your run game. And then and something that I was looking at on tape, the Steelers were running against stacked boxes last week. Effectively, they were getting multiple really good runs, even in the fourth quarter, where they would bring out Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward. They would have one wham, one lead block, and then they pull like Mason McCormick or Isaac Seumalo up in the hole, and then you can see just the power starting to form. This stuff takes time, and there's still a work in progress, but this offensive line is making steady progress right now. Now, eventually, most seasons are roller coasters. There will be a dip, but what will determine how good this team will be is, can that dip just be short-lived at some point when it happens? Every team hits that little bump in the road where they have an off day or two, off week or two, and then is what's going to determine how good they are is, can they quickly rebound and get back on the upward trajectory as a young group? If they do that, this will be a really good season for the O-line. If they get a really good season for the O-line, look out, because then it's probably going to be a really good season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chris, this was wonderful. It always is. One final question for you. Your favorite pub in Ireland?
The Hairy Lemon. It was a great time. It was a great time. Shout out to Mike, DeFabo, Jenna Harner, Brian Batko, Brooke Pryor, her husband Teddy. We all had a great time with them. My wife, my friend Sarah Barnes, or Sarah Cahill, excuse me, Harmon Diol, Harmon and Nubby. They did a great job hanging out with us. We all were just partying out, and the Hairy Lemon was so welcoming. It was funny. We were standing there, and Wiz Khalifa starts playing, and I'm just like, Alderdice. And so then just one woman's like, oh, you went to Alderdice? I went to Ellis. And then my wife and her friend Sarah are like, we went to Ellis. And so here they are, people like, you know, two women that graduated from Ellis in the 90s, celebrating with women who graduated from Ellis in the 2000s. And it's just all in Ireland at the same time. It was truly a spectacular experience. Adam's right. If this ever happens again, you got to make sure you go, Steelers fan. Let's listen.
The Hairy Lemon.
Nice.
Thank you, Chris. Lemon.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
Chris named every person he hung out with in Ireland like he won an Oscar.
Well, he also said, too, he's like, yeah, all my friends did a good job hanging out. He's like, all my friends, they did a good job hanging out. Yeah, tough doing a good job hanging out, huh? They did a great job.
It's really difficult to hang out in a pub.
Yeah.
Although that being said, I didn't get a call from Chris. I tried to meet up with Batko a couple of times, didn't make it happen.
Same I feel like nobody wanted to hang out with you.
No, I got a lot of texts. I am bad at making it happen.
Did Mackie text you?
He did. And I didn't wind up going to see him.
So you didn't want to hang out with anybody, really?
Once I was at my spot, I would go to other spots around that spot, but I wasn't going to walk to the other side of town or jump in an Uber or something.
To go see somebody.
Not if I was having a good time. Yeah, with people I see there.
Right.
You see here, yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So Chris just gave the Oscar speech. Why don't we hand out some bi-week superlatives, classic, cliched, bi-week radio topic, Steelers MVP, Steelers DPOY, things of that nature. Then we got odds and ends as we break down this weekend's NFL schedule. Lee Sterling, Jason Mackey, all on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I was chewing potato chips. There's free potato chips out there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get tempted by the sweets here in the morning. I do love Oakmont Bakery. They always bring them in on Friday. It's very kind. It's delicious. But the sweets don't do it for me at this time of the day. But for whatever reason, processed potato chips do.
Yeah. You're a chip guy.
Mm-hmm. Big chip guy.
Yeah, you love chips.
Plain chips.
Plain chips.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Plain everything, really.
No.
No. You like plain everything. You like plain shredded wheats. You like plain Fritos.
Yeah.
You like plain corn chips.
Yep.
Plain regular chips.
I'll tell you, the corn chips, I like them the hint of lime.
You like
that's okay. When I really get
yeah,
wild.
Really, yeah, a little hint.
I'm really branching out there. A little hint of lime, a little sea salt.
You like plain steak with no seasoning?
That's not true. That's Harry. You're thinking of Harry. In fact, I'm making steaks tonight. I've been marinating them in ketchup for the last 48 hours.
Don't. Are you? You're lying.
You've never done that.
You're lying.
I'm not. It's not only ketchup. It's a ketchup mayonnaise swirl.
You're lying.
I'm not.
You're marinating your steak in a ketchup mayonnaise swirl.
Yeah. And then you put a little Gibson salt on it after you take it out. It doesn't taste like ketchup at all. It makes the meat nice and tender and moist.
You know, see this window?
Yeah.
I'm going to jump out of it.
You would love it.
No.
Get a nice sear, a nice crust on that sucker.
You're lying.
Medium rare.
That might be one of the grossest things I've ever heard.
You'd be surprised. It's like using mustard as a binder on your brisket.
So it's just a binder? You don't taste the mustard on the brisket.
You're not going to taste the ketchup.
So what do you marinate it in ketchup for?
To make it juicier.
And you leave it in the fridge, huh?
Yep.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's not frozen meat. It's one of those. It's
like, I make a lot of steak.
This is a Michelin star restaurant recommended recipe.
Who?
The Michelin man. I've never done it before.
Tires?
It
huh?
might suck, yeah.
It's going to turn out it tastes like a tire.
Only if I overcook it, which I won't.
Are you joking though?
Yeah, that's totally made up.
Okay. Jeez.
No, now I'm just trying to save face.
You got me worried.
No, I'm serious. I'll show you the finished product.
A ketchup mayonnaise swirled
marinade.
Marinating.
Mm-hmm.
Comp, that's...
I have a real question for you.
Sure.
Who told you to do that?
I saw it on Instagram. Do you think it was one of them jokey ones?
Have you seen some of the things people cook on social media? I mean, TikTok, Instagram, they're not all good ideas.
I have the whole family, the in-laws coming over tonight. It better not suck.
This is the first time you're doing it?
I've never done it before. I just saw it on Instagram when I was coming back. Actually, I was getting off the plane.
Do your in-laws like you?
Yeah, for now. We'll see how it goes. People are crushing me for this on the text line.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm not. You guys ready to hand out some superlatives, bi-week superlatives, quarter of the way through the season superlatives? Yes? You're in stunned silence over my ketchup mayonnaise steak.
I think this deserves the rest of the segment. What is wrong with you?
I mean, I'm getting blowed up. Even people that typically like us, like Zach Ho, says that I need to throw it out.
It's gonna be nasty.
But you're not getting anything out of it. Like
what container?
Put it in a regular marinade.
What container do you have it in? What kind of container?
One of those shallow, I don't know what you would call it, baking dishes.
So is there like tinfoil on top of it?
Yeah.
Ew.
How many steaks are in there?
Five. New York strip. Marbled to perfection.
Man.
Would that be a better decision on like burgers to marinate it in something like that? Like,
no.
Just the ketchup mayonnaise mix is just
nothing.
Like, I don't think of mayonnaise as like marinating. It's like too thick. Ketchup's a little too thick. I mean, it just sounds nasty.
Aaron Rodgers, my Steelers MVP hot take. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's a hot take to put steak and ketchup and mayonnaise, too. I mean,
Texter writes in, Sweet Baby Ray's Italian dressing and Frank's Red Hot mixed together is the best marinade. And you don't discuss your marinades. They're state secrets over there.
Yeah, but like if I was like marinating a steak for a bunch of people, I'd get the A1 marinade.
I like A1.
Not as a marinade. Ketchup and mayonnaise.
You're like offended on behalf of beef over there.
I am.
Like some cow died to get soaked in ketchup and mayonnaise for like 40 hours.
I just feel like it's sometimes that you try to do the most and you don't have to. You could just be just, hey, I'm like, and you're having, it's, it'd be different if you were just eating the steak, but you're having people over.
Well,
and you're marinating it in ketchup and mayonnaise.
Get it right. Because one second I'm Mr. Everything Simple, and the next second I'm Mr. Crazy.
You're starting Russell Wilson after Justin Fields went 4-2. You're experimenting in a bad situation here.
You can't just meet in the middle. It's either extreme or just bland.
Like, even, let's just, the mayonnaise itself. Who puts mayonnaise on a steak?
Right.
It's not going to taste like mayonnaise.
Why are you marinating it in
right,
the first
right,
place?
That's what I'm, yes.
What? Because it's going to make it I'm thicker. It's not going to taste like mayonnaise?
Listen, I think we can all admit that I'm not media literate. I think I'm going to show you, I'm going to find the Instagram post during the break and see if they're pulling my leg on this thing.
Crowley, one of the worst things you could do is take a recipe from like an unreliable source on social media. Have you seen, like I've looked at videos online of this chef critiquing social media influencers because they don't make good food.
Yeah.
Some of them don't.
Yeah,
Somebody put lasagna on top of lasagna, baked that, and said, look, I got double lasagna.
Well, lasagna on top of lasagna is just lasagna.
Right, it's stupid. Some of these people aren't smart.
The number, not one person on the text line out of dozens and dozens now has said that they've done this. Which, and your reaction leads me to believe that this thing that I thought was like avant-garde and cutting edge is definitely...
Never heard of such a thing.
I got fooled by the internet, I'm pretty sure.
Never heard of such a thing.
Was the social media video, was it grainy? Or was it clear? Were there good cuts?
No, I mean, it was...
Or was it just a 2.5-minute video of uncut of somebody just walking through their echoey kitchen telling you what to do?
It was like 55 seconds.
Where I'm at is like, you thought that it was a good idea. Like, I am going to try this.
Did you use a whisk to mix up the ketchup and the mayonnaise, or did you just dump pour both jars
on,
right. in?
I poured it on, and then I
smeared it.
I smeared it around with the steak.
That is unbelievable.
Texter writes in that I've set white people back 15 years.
Longer than that.
All right. We have more Steeler superlatives when we come back.
I really hope that you're joking.
I'm not joking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In-laws are coming over tonight. I'm making steak. I just tweeted the video that was my inspiration.
Why don't you tell everybody the wrinkle in the video?
Well, there's no mayonnaise in it. I thought I'd spice it up a smidge.
Can I read a text from... I mean, I have like 10 texts right now. Yeah. Can I read one from somebody?
Yeah.
Neil Walker.
Oh.
Text me.
I love you, Neil.
Can we get this guy a smoker and call it a day? SMDH. And I said, haha, there's something wrong with him. He responds, says, unreal. You think he was confused with marinating a brisket with mustard or something, question mark? Or ketchup on a meatloaf, question mark?
Oh.
Like, people are really concerned. I have mad texts right now of, like, listen, what's going on?
I love Neil. I love Neil. Neil, one of the nicest guys, a hero of mine. If I had a smoker, I'd be doing the same thing. I'd just be smoking it.
I mean, some people I'm watching the YouTube chat too. People are like, well, yeah, the ketchup, maybe. Some people use mayo and smokers. You've done none of that. No, they use it in the smoker. They use it while they're using a smoker. You're marinating with a mayo ketchup compound.
My wife's uncle, who's coming over tonight, texts, that steak is going to suck. I said it's going to be delicious. He says it's going to be hot garbage. And then please let me know if you kill your wife's parents. We'll take care of the girls if you need us. It'll be fine. Who's your defensive player of the year for the Steelers through 4 weeks?
Nick Herbig.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. I think I'd go Cam Hayward.
That's a good one.
But Herbig, it's tough for me to argue with you because Herbig didn't play week one. And since then, the defense has been better. And the last 2 weeks, they've had 52 pressures, and he's had a bajillion of them. In fact, he has 6 QB hits now in these games. He has... Oh, I'm looking at TJ Watt. Pardon me. He has 8 QB hits, actually. So he's got more than Watt. He's got 4 TFLs, 2.5 sacks to Watt's 3. Both guys have a forced fumble. Both guys have an interception. Nick Herbig, this is not hyperbole, has been every bit as impactful from a rushing the passer standpoint as TJ Watt has been. And you said that earlier this week. The defense has transformed the more Nick Herbig has played.
Yeah.
And I think the same is true with Derek Harmon. It's tough to separate it, but Herbig's been outstanding.
But the thing is, too, even on rundowns, even on run plays, like we're always saying, Nick Herbig, oh, he can't set the edge like Alex Highsmith. Like, I mean.
I didn't see the Vikings run the ball effectively.
Right.
And I didn't see Alex Highsmith out there. And Alex Highsmith wasn't stopping the run well enough whenever Herbig wasn't out there. We saw all the graphics. We saw all the stats. Teams be running away from TJ Watt. That means you're running right at Hayward. That means you're running right at Highsmith. And the run defense up until the last two games, but really the last game in particular, had been bad. I think you can absolutely make the argument that Nick Herbig has been the most influential defensive player, for sure.
Yes.
Cam, game one, I didn't think was great. Since then, I think he's played like an all-pro. He had two tip passes that have turned into interceptions. He's getting pressure on the quarterback, and I think the run defense has been better. And it's so funny, dude. When they announced the Steelers' defense in Ireland, TJ Watt was the penultimate player that they announced, and then Cam was the final guy, and Cam got a massive pop.
Yeah.
It's weird that all of the contract stuff got left in the offseason. And I think, if I'm trying to defend Cam here, and why not, as he's been my defensive player of the year so far. I mean, maybe week one, he wasn't fully in it because it was kind of a goofy last month of the offseason for him. Or maybe it had nothing to do with it. But I'm in the excuse-making mood today, and there's an excuse for our guy.
Yeah.
Rookie of the year would be Derek Harmon. Because who else would it be?
Why?
He'd been pretty good. Played more.
Played more. Asked to do more because of injuries.
Derek Harmon looks like a first-round pick, which is great to see. I mean, he looks the part. Long, lean, strong. The get-off gives me some Javon Hargrave vibes. Missing him, you shouldn't be in as big of a ditch as they were in run defense-wise without a rookie who had never played a game in the NFL, but he has made a huge difference since he's been back. And you've been saying with Herbig, and Chris echoed your sentiments when we talked to Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette earlier on in the hour, get Herbig, Highsmith, and Watt out there at the same time whenever Highsmith's healthy. You want to talk about creating confusion up front?
Oh, my God.
Please. How about underachiever through the first 4 weeks?
Pat Freiermuth. Hard to say because he's our guy, but I mean, and I don't know if it's fully his fault, but if we're just looking at the roster and we're looking at the offense being deployed and just going through guys, he has underachieved in most people's eyes. Now, I don't know if it has to do with having Darnell in a little bit more because of, you know, the offensive line issues and the protection issues. That could be a reason why it's looking like underachieving for Pat Freiermuth, but him or Jonnu Smith.
Both great ones. My pick would be Roman Wilson.
Okay.
Because he basically doesn't exist.
I'm thinking starters, but...
Yeah, for sure. And maybe we'll see Roman Wilson get an uptick in play, but it doesn't sound like... I think you're going to see more Scotty Miller and Ben Skowronek in the absence of Calvin Austin. But you're now four games into a sophomore season for Roman Wilson when he had a red shirt last year, and he's been invisible. He recovered an onside kick against the Vikings, so I guess not fully invisible. But I was cautiously optimistic after the preseason, and they haven't used him.
A person that I would pick, but if we want to go say like response player, that's like, wow, like didn't look good at first, but now Keanu Benton.
Yes.
He would have been my underachiever. But last game, I mean, he was out of control.
Yeah, he was.
That's a great sign.
Can I do something bad here?
Yeah.
Hey, Zach Frazier, snap the ball to your quarterback, man.
I'm not worried. I'm honestly never worried about him. Like, even if some things
he's solid.
Off, like, I'm just not. He never even pops in my mind. Like, yeah. I'm like, all right, like, if he has some off days or whatever, like, fine. He's going to figure it back out. Like, I'm never. Like, yeah, I understand what you're saying, but like, I'm like, he will figure it out.
Ben's a great call, though. He looked really good on Sunday.
Really good.
I'm interested to see, and we'll get into this in the next segment because we'll do odds and ends with a different flair. I'm interested to see how the Vikings block up front against the Browns pass rush.
It's probably going to be rough because, you know, they're missing Brian O'Neill. Mm-hmm. They're a little banged up. So it'll be like the same.
How much of it was the Steelers? How much of it was the Vikings are banged?
I think it was a lot of the Steelers, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think even if Brian O'Neill was in there, he would have been solid. Obviously, he's a really good tackle.
Great player.
I think the Steelers, they just look different to me on defense, the way that they were moving around and the stunts they were doing.
Last 2 weeks, the pressure they got on the quarterback is what we expected coming into the year. All right, finally, pleasant surprise. I'll go Nick Herbig. I don't know that I should be surprised with Kenneth Gainwell being an honorable mention. I mean, Gainwell was so good in this game. Kenneth Gainwell has more touchdowns than Saquon Barkley. Like,
wow.
That's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved what Chris said. Comparing him to Mwelde Moore, I think they're similar kind of players. The Steelers don't, I'd maintain this forever, they don't win the Super Bowl in 08 without Mwelde Moore. He was such a big part of that. So I'll go with those guys as the pleasant surprise.
I'll go with Brandon Echols.
He's good.
I mean, didn't think that he would even be, you know, have a spot on the team, you know, coming into training camp. And he has earned his way to giving them depth in playing nickel and doing different things. Like, he has done a very good job and allowed them to do different things and be able to move Jalen Ramsey around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about that. Like, if he wasn't playing the way he played, Jalen Ramsey would have to be in one spot.
Yeah, he's been much more impactful than, oh, he's going to be a slot guy.
Right.
He's played inside, he's played outside, he's played really well. All right, coming up next, odds and ends. Pitt, West Virginia, Penn State, the Steelers division rivals. We're breaking them all down, chapter and verse, when we come back. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. Three local college football teams in action this weekend. All the Steelers division rivals in action this weekend. We break it all down. Odds and ends. Harry, hit it.
Hey, this is a special edition. Like you said, local teams, AFC North. We're going to do the spreads and see if we want to take the points or do we want to give the points or who's going to win the game. A little special edition, no Steelers. Bye week.
Bye week.
You guys ready?
Ready.
West Virginia.
Oh.
They play tonight in Brigham Young. Well, where is that at? Where is the actual, what is the city called there?
Provo, Utah.
That's where they're playing. They're taking on BYU. WU is getting 19 points. BYU is giving 19 points to to West Virginia. That's a big spread. What do we like? Adam, you go first.
West Virginia uncompetitive against Kansas, uncompetitive against Utah. However, MVP of the Backyard Brawl, Ty Edwards, hasn't played. The running back, he is expected to play. Utah, not a great runaway and hide from your offensive team. Great defense. I think West Virginia probably loses like 24-10. So they cover the number, but they still lose by two scores.
New quarterback for West Virginia?
He's a freshman. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, first start.
So you're taking the points.
I'll take the points.
Okay.
I agree with Adam. I think West Virginia's terrible, but not terrible enough to not cover that line.
Yeah, well, it's a long trip. It's on a Friday night. It's at 10:30. Everything goes against West Virginia. New quarterback, Nico Marchiol, he's in the transfer portal. He's going into the transfer portal. I'm taking BYU, given 19. Like, no doubt. I think they win by 30.
The Cougars!
Yep.
BYU. Which I always found was ironic because they say bring them young and they like the Cougars. Anyhow.
Pitt, Boston College tomorrow, 12 p.m. kickoff. Pitt is given 6.5 points to Boston College.
I like Pitt to win but not cover. I think that without Desmond Reed, and I guess I don't know if he's going to play or not, but my expectation is he's not going to play. I think they're going to have to gut it out. I don't think Boston College is very good. This is a game Pitt has to win, so they will win it, but I don't know that they'll cover the number.
I think Pitt will cover and win. I have faith.
I'm with you, Callis. Pitt does cover. They do win. They have a bounce-back win, and it's much needed, as everybody knows. Penn State, UCLA in California. Penn State has given 24.5 points to UCLA. Tino Cinceri, my former teammate, he got relieved of his duties as offensive coordinator. The obviously head coach, Deshaun Foster, was relieved of his duties, a week or two ago? They're a bad football team. Penn State given 24.5.
I think UCLA gets slaughtered in this game.
Yeah.
And they better. Penn State better show up and thump this team. Penn State has played three cupcakes and one great team, and they battled it out with the great team, but they were at home. They lost, so they haven't lived up to expectations so far, and they didn't bathe themselves in glory in the first 3 weeks. Bounce back game for James Franklin. They win by 30+.
Cupcakes. Yeah, I agree. They're gonna win by a lot.
Yeah, give me Penn State. Give me Penn State. Give them 24.5 for sure. They're out for blood right now because of the loss that they took in Happy Valley against Oregon. All right, tomorrow, game one, Dodgers Phillies.
Oh!
Game one of Dodgers-Phillies. Who do you guys like in that game to win that first game of the series?
They had 31,000 people for a scrimmage in Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. That place is going to be absolutely on fire. Give me the Phils.
The Phillies always set a tone, especially when they play at home. I think they're going to win that first game.
Clean sweep. Phillies. They take the first game against the Dodgers. I love that series. That's going to be a good one. That's going to be a good one.
A humdinger.
Yep. All right, moving on to the NFL. Vikings, Browns. Browns are getting 3.5 points. That's it.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the Vikings' ability to block up front and that ferocious pass rush by the Cleveland Browns, but they've been over there longer, have the Vikings been, and Dylan Gabriel's not going to beat Brian Flores in his first start. It's going to be tight. The number is interesting.
Yeah.
I'll take the Vikings to win and cover.
I agree. I think the Vikings are a better team than the Browns, no matter how much they didn't do well against the Steelers.
Clean sweep. I'm taking the Vikings, given 3.5. Dylan Gabriel over under 175.5 passing yards.
Under.
Under.
They can't run it either, though, Cleveland. 85 yards a game on the ground.
Yeah, they can't run it. I'm going to go under as well for
Dylan
Gabriel.
They're just not going to score.
Correct.
Yeah. Texans, Ravens. Ravens getting 2.5 points.
I'll tell you what gives me pause. Last night's game. Like, the NFL's goofy, man. And everyone's counted the Ravens out, including me, these last couple of weeks. From a tangibility standpoint, everything points to Houston and their great defense locking down Cooper Rush in this Ravens offense. And that defense is terrible and hurt. So I'm going to go with Houston. But weird stuff happens in the NFL.
What did you think the spread was on that?
Two and a half.
Yeah, well, give me the Texans, yeah.
I'm with you. Texans, they beat the Ravens and they cover. Cooper Rush over under 170.5 passing yards.
Under.
Under.
Under. Lions, Bengals. Bengals getting 10.5 points.
At home.
Yep.
They're going to get slaughtered. They've been outscored 76-13 their last two games. They're going to get absolutely demolished.
Lions win and cover.
Absolutely. Another clean sweep. Lions win and cover. Jake Browning over under 215.5 passing yards.
I will go over. I think that the Lions are going to get up early. He's going to pad the stats, throw to try to get back in the thing. A lot of prevent defense. I'll go over.
215 is still a lot, though. I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say under as well. Patriots, Bills. Bills giving 8.5 points to the Patriots.
The Bills are wearing their goofy uniforms in this one. And they suck. Those uniforms do. My analysis is that's enough for the Patriots to cover.
I disagree. I think the Bills are going to win and cover.
I think the Patriots cover. I like the Patriots covering in that game. Josh Allen over under 225.5 passing yards.
Over.
Over.
Over as well. Drake May over under 225.5 passing yards.
Over.
Under.
Over as well. That's it. Odds and ends this week. Bye week version of odds and ends. Special edition odds and ends.
Is this just an exhibition? This isn't going to count toward our...
No, it counts. Has to count. That's why we're doing it. Yep, counts.
That's good. Mm-hmm. All right, cool.
And if I come in last place, I think that I should have to produce the show again.
Please.
I just wanted
please
to,
say I just, it. He said it.
I just wanted to hear the excitement in his voice. That would mean he would host with you.
I mean, I've had more confidence over these last 2 weeks. I'd love to take your job for a day.
Just because he's sitting in that seat doesn't mean I won't just talk to you the whole time.
Damn right.
Well, that wouldn't...
Lee Sterling joins us next. You got our expertise, now you get Lee's. You don't want to hear the future, then change the station, because he's telling you what's going to happen this weekend.
You want to talk to the guy that does the ketchup and mayo steak? Yeah.
Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Beautiful day on tap. High of 78, low of 53, clear skies. It's Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.